Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So he steals his wife's ring. He upgrades it. The idea, the game plan was to surprise her with it. But did Kaylee pull it off or not? For those that didn't hear this from the very beginning, give them the origin story.
So, yeah. So when my wife and I got married, I was given this like heirloom from my great grandmother. My dad gave it to me, and it was a really nice ring. It was kind of vintagey, so I thought it was really cool. It had a bunch of really nice diamonds in it, but the center of it sat this big fat pearl. And I mean, it looked cool. It was unique. But from the beginning, I was like, I want to rip that thing out and put a big fat diamond in it.
And your wife would not be a pearl person?
It's not that she wasn't a pearl person. I guess pearls are kind of sensitive, and they're not.
They're like, delicate.
Yeah, they're delicate. Thank you. That's the right word. They're very delicate.
Okay.
And you know, we have three kids, and so I'm banging that ring around on everything. I know how hard I am on jewelry or anything that I have on my person. You know, I wreck it. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't wear it a whole lot. So it was a perfect tactical, you know, mission to find it, because I didn't even know where it was, and steal it. And that's what I did. And so I've been working on it for a couple months now, trying to, you know, basically rip the pearl out and have a diamond set in there. And I did just that. And then it was really cool because the jeweler that did it was going to take the pearl. And I told him to do something funky, do something like from the Renaissance Festival, take like a dragon claw and like hold the pearl.
Of course you did.
Which he didn't do that. But he was going to make the pearl into a necklace, and not one that I was going to give her. And then he even went at, like, took it a step further and was going to create like a set of pearl earrings to go with it. So when I got the ring, the pearls weren't ready. So I was, because Cassie and you, Kristen, gave me some ideas on how I could execute giving it to her. And so I was really thinking of incorporating the kids into it. You know, one would have like the pearl earrings, one would have the pearl necklace, and then maybe my little one would come in with the big ring.
Cute.
But since the pearls were not ready, I dumped all those plans and went with the default, I'm going to probably irritate her and then give it to her.
Of course you did.
Right? That was his initial plan. And Cassie and Kristen talked him out of something irritating and it's something romantic. But
because you irritate her on a daily basis.
Right. She's used to that.
Well, that's why this would be just a normal thing. But then I could at least follow up with something bling bling.
The perfect ruse.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I showed it to my daughter Max and my daughter Kieran. My son wasn't there, so he didn't even know any of this was going down. And it looked phenomenal when I picked it up. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And our anniversary is coming up on the, in a couple weeks.
His
wife is supposed to tell him.
What is the date of your anniversary?
The 26th.
Okay. Of what month?
This month, October.
Okay, right.
It is October, right?
Yes. It is.
But I have a problem when I get something for somebody. I just want to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's happened so rarely that I just want to give it to them right then and there.
Hey, that you're nice and thoughtful?
Look what I did. And so when she got home, I was like, I think you need to sit down. And she's like, why? I'm like, you might want to sit down for this.
Oh, God. So
I did something.
She's thinking of
it. And then, of course,
I did something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did you sleep with?
She's like, what'd you do? There's something you're going to find out. Now, I can't hide it anymore. And she starts, of course, just getting irritated. And I was like, well, I know you say that I don't get you things very often. So, pa-pow!
Please tell me you did the sound effect.
I actually did when she opened it up. Yes, it scared her. I said, pa-pow! Almost like the Pulp Fiction when they open up the briefcase, there's that big glow.
Yes.
And
so
she was like taken back by it. And I said, why'd you do that? But when she saw it, she jumped on me and dry humped me in the air.
Okay.
Well, that's a win, I think.
That's a win.
Yeah, I think
that's a seal of approval.
It was clothes on, so don't worry. We're in the room.
So she wasn't that impressed.
Yeah. Oh, she was.
It's levels.
You can tell she's impressed because we all hung out together, our families, this past weekend. And as we're hanging out and we're by the mini corn maze, she goes, he did good. And she showed it off, and it is. It's gorgeous. It's stunning. And she was like beaming. She was very happy. And she was not irritated with you at all that day.
No, because I was on my best behavior. We get along great.
I know you do.
Most of the time I do irritate her. But
congrats on the ring, and congrats on the dry hump, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. It was a glorious dry hump.
And one more time, how'd that ring sound coming out your pocket?
How romantic is that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're just oozing with romance, Kaylee.
You really are.
The Burt Show.